This meeting is now being recorded.
Okay, so this meeting is now being recorded. This is Ahmad Hussain, we're at the IDN GWG meeting on 11th of August. And we have Max, Dennis, Gian, and Carl online. So back to you, Max.
Thank you. We are, we had a meeting last 2 weeks ago. I wasn't at the meeting. And I understand from Carl that it was not held at all. Is that what you say?
Correct.
Yeah. Carl, you start to say that there are some proposals that you have suggested that you'd like to talk through, and please go ahead on that.
Yeah. So this goes back to the earlier meeting 2 weeks prior to the last one, where we agreed that I should consider revising slightly the current recommendation 6. So I made some brief changes. Firstly, I removed the term prospective IDN registrants, mostly because the idea in my head about the registration workflow was that the practices that we're talking about here, or the information that we're talking about, is more intended for registrants, it would be harmful, I think, to the registration process if it was presented to all prospective registrants. I think registrars are, of course, free to provide that information to anyone, but if we were going to ask them to do something practical, then my opinion, the best thing to do is to make it available for registrants after the registration. And I've removed the reference to enforcing it or to adding it to the registrar agreement, only because that it's hard enough at the moment to convince registrars to handle IDNs without adding more legal obligations on them that are not necessarily going to improve the usability of the IDNs that they're selling. And finally, we did speak about this, and I'm not sure if this document represents that discussion, but we did consider moving this particular recommendation to a different location because it really didn't have anything to do with consistency. We all agreed that it's not a consistency recommendation. I think it's a reasonable item to include in the guidelines, just not in the consistency section. So we did speak briefly about that at the last meeting. I'm not sure this is the updated version of where we were going to discuss that this week, but we could find a new section for this. I think we agreed it would be something like on regarding usability or user clarity or something like that, if I recall. So that's probably the only update to discuss from the last very brief meeting.
So, Mudwriter, this is still the previous version of the document. So the text there, is that yours, Carl, that we see?
Right, so this is Tapat. So this includes the edits by Carl for recommendation 6. I was just, I guess, responding to Carl that we discussed briefly that this particular recommendation should move to a new section since I've not updated the version because we didn't have a call last time. I've not updated the document since then, but in the next version of the document, I'll move this to a new section as Carl has recommended.
So the text that we see there, that's the your proposal, Carl, right?
Correct. Yes, that's right.
You write in the text. It says that the registers should publish and highlight the deviation from the reference LDRs. How did you discuss this with yourself when you chose should instead of must?
Are we referring to recommendation 6?
Right. So yeah. Max, we are referring to recommendation 6. What you're reading off is maybe the new recommendation which was discussed.
But isn't that the Carl's suggestion?
No, Carl's suggestion, the red line edits within recommendation 6.
Okay, so the new proposed recommendation.
That's a separate recommendation. This was raised by Edmund 2 weeks ago, where he said that we should have an additional recommendation to refer to the reference second level LGIs. And I was sort of performing the task.
Somebody is making a lot of noise. Please mute if you move around. Okay, so Carl, could you comment your edit with the proposed the one that was also proposed. Who was the proposal? Edmund's proposal. Okay, I like Edmund's recommendation.
Right. So let me just reiterate. There are two separate changes here. One is in current recommendation 6. The red line edits were done by, suggested by Carl with another comment which is shown alongside recommendation 6. And separately from it, Edmund, we had a discussion that there should be a new recommendation which should refer to second level LGIs. So the text below is in that context. So that's separate from the recommendation 6.
As I see it, the current recommendation 6 with edits and current recommendation 9 is about equivalent to the proposed recommendation by Edmund. Does anyone have a comment on that? Is that also your interpretation?
So the new proposed recommendation is only in reference to the second level LGRs. This was drafted by me, as that I was volunteered by Edmund to take the first step, make the first step.
Hello.
So that was intended to be in addition to recommendation 6 and 9, not to replace them.
Hey, Summer, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
So I think what Edmund suggests is something from the RYSG recommendation, right? You were involved in the sixth level LGR. I think RYSG internally had a very heavy discussion to raise a group suggestion about the second level LGR. And is Edmund copied those suggestions, or those are totally new?
So this particular recommendation was drafted by me, I guess the discussion which we had in our call about 4 weeks ago was that we refer to second level LGRs to the guidelines from the consistency perspective, which is probably the heading of this particular section. This is an initial version which I drafted for everybody's consideration.
Okay.
And since I was not privy to the registry stakeholder discussion, or I guess this does not reflect contents from that particular discussion.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you.
In the final document, as I see it, we shouldn't have both the recommendation 6 and 9 and the new recommendation, or new recommendation. So we should have something combined of these.
This is Kel. I think the intent was to move recommendation 6 to an entirely new section, because it really has nothing to do with consistency at all. It's more for the education and the understanding of the user. So I think in the next version we will be moving it to an alternate section. I think there's some merit to potentially combining the new recommendation and recommendation 9. They don't seem to say too much different. One's talking about collaborating and forming consortiums. The other one's about using the LGRs, but ultimately the principle is the same. Try and use the common LGRs if possible. You can't then come up with a good reason and clear explanation for the betterment of users, so that they can. So there's probably merit to combining those two.
Please, Tommy.
Jian, could you please mute your mic? You can hear me. So this is Sarvad. Basically, at least as I see it right now, recommendation 6 is basically targeted towards registrars, where registries are being asked to publish policies which are not published by IANA directly. Recommendation 9 is addressing a broader collaboration. This was discussed earlier, where this is not limited to just IDN tables, but also policies like what is the, you know, I think one example was given as what is the maximum length of a label, or what is, you know, how these different policies regarding activation and some of those other things need to play out, but something more generic than just LDRs and IDN tables. And then the new recommendation is very specifically on the reference second level LDRs. So there are certain things which are non-overlapping in all these three recommendations, so there may be some overlaps. Thank you.
Dennis?
Thank you. I think a few minutes ago, was there, I think, calls suggesting that we merge
Dennis, we can't hear.
nine with the new proposed recommendation referring the LGRs? Hello? Can you hear me?
Jian, did you raised your hand before? You want to add something? Well, we want to call Dennis to fix his system.
No, thank you, Matt. I have mentioned my point. That's about where is the new proposal come from? And I support Carol's idea that combine our recommendation 9 with our new recommendation. Yeah, that's basically my thought.
Can you hear me?
Dennis has a problem with his microphone.
Hey, Matt, can I say something before Dennis
yeah.
His mic problem? I think since last time, because only Kyle and I attended the meeting, so we finally canceled that. Since then, I think Kyle has mentioned many times that the current recommendation 6 is something new. That is something has nothing to do with consistency. So Cal has consistently tried to say whether recommendation 6 should be moved to a new section. As a group, do we have any final decision, or we need more discussion on his suggestion, or we think recommendation 6 actually has something with consistency? I think do we still need more discussion to direct the direction, whether we accept it or we deny it? Because I think we haven't directly addressed that concern.
I haven't heard anyone against moving recommendation 6 to a new section. So, is against it?
No, I don't think so. At least I'm not against it.
So do we have another section that we can move it to?
We can create a new section, but in that case, I think it would be useful to recommend how you would want to label that section. Do you want to just call it usability or user acceptance, as Carlo is suggesting?
I think that we can take Carl's suggestion, and it might be that we later change the name of that, but it's better to move it so that we have it in another section instead of keeping it where it is. Does anyone do that? Yes. So let's change that, and then let's go to Dennis. What he writes, he says. Let's see if I can be sure that. Here is the first. I was trying to confirm Carl's suggestion. He was suggesting we merge recommendation 9 with a new proposed LDR recommendation. If so, I would agree. Quickly, the proposed new recommendation is too detailed and, in my opinion, live value as it is now. And then he writes, also in my opinion, it would assert some kind of authority state status to the reference LRs, which are just reference tables. In reality, deviation should be the rule rather. In reality, deviations should be the rule rather than the exception. Okay, I don't understand what Dennis means by in reality deviations should be the rule rather than the exception. I mean, if we find the reference table to be valuable, then I think that the deviations should be the exception. Any comments on that?
Yeah, me too. I'm not quite understanding what's the meaning of the rule rather than exception. So what do you mean by the rule, Dennis?
Let's see what Dennis types. Carl, do you have any comments?
Yeah, so I think it may be just a colloquialism that Dennis has used there that might be confusing you a little bit. I think Dennis was suggesting that it is more likely than not that register operators will actually deviate from the reference LGRs, as opposed to following them strictly in all cases. So I think he's weary of granting the LGRs any perceived authority when they shouldn't have that. They're reference tables only. They are not laws or rules. And registry operators should be expected to deviate from them rather than expected to follow them. Hopefully, Dennis, I've paraphrased your thinking clearly. Please correct me if I'm.
Before Dan is typing something, I would rather ask something about the recently RYSG discussion. In response to second level LGR reference table, RYSG had a heavy discussion and raised some concern. As far as I remember, one of the concerns is that recommended second level LGR, there are two types of deviation. One is smaller than the core LGR, and another is bigger LGR than the core LGR. So RSG recommendation is that the smaller deviation, shouldn't be subject to ICANN approval, because that's just a smaller set of a core LGR. It's okay for any registry to adopt a smaller one. But on the other hand, if a registry operator decided to adopt a bigger LGR, then the registry should be encouraged to explain or justify why he wants to have a bigger set of LGR. So the heavy discussion is about the deviation, what situation the deviation should be justified or explained, depending on different situation. I think Dennis, are you mentioning those two kinds of difference?
So this is Cal, and I think I've been following some of this discussion as well.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the question from a registry operator point of view is whether highlighting those differences is of value to a user. If it's simply a justification to ICANN, then I think there's not much value in the guidelines. If you've already published your code points and the user can understand what available characters they have in a particular TLD, having or maintaining that link with an LGR that you're potentially not using for the purposes of providing a differential. What's the value? Who benefits from that? Because I'm not convinced that a user will find that useful. So if we're just doing it as a form of, justification or administrative step, then I don't think it really belongs in the guidelines. Maybe that's something that we would do separate.
Yeah, this is Matt. I don't agree with the picture that the registry operators try to deviate. Rather, I have the picture that the registry operators rather try to pick an already accepted table to minimize their own work. So why create a table from scratch if you can reuse something which has already been created? So I'm not convinced that deviations will be the normal case, and following the recommendation ended would be the exception. I think I agree with Carl that requiring to highlight differences is complex because the LGRs might change. And then, I mean, if you have created your table which deviates in some sense from the reference table, and then reference changes, how will you then be prompted, and are you forced then to make a change in the new deviation to the reference table? I don't think that would work in practice. The idea of making difference between smaller and larger tables in comparison to the reference tables are that's a simple algorithm if we have tables that contain no contextual rules and no variant rules. It's just a list of code points. If we have a German table, and the reference tables list the S set, and you have a table without it, then it's quite simple. But if you have added some contextual rules or changed them or added variant rules, then it's more complex to describe that difference and also say if it's smaller or larger. That's right. On direct tables, I approve the RCEP or PDT. Well, yes, for a TLD that goes through PDT, then the proposed tables are approved via the PDT process, but not the tables themselves. PDT does not approve tables. So you can have different tables and being approved by PDT as long as it matches the requirement.
Yeah. This is Cal. Ideally, the PDT ultimately reflects these guidelines rather than the other way around. So if these guidelines require justification for deviation, and that requirement should also be reflected in PDT. If these guidelines don't require that justification, then similarly, I think it shouldn't be in PDT, because all we're doing is adding a step to the PDT and an obligation to a registry operator to get delegated that be different to their obligations when they become live. So although we have an environment today that where IDNs are assessed and deployed, I think these guidelines should reflect what we want rather than be governed by what's already established within reason, obviously. Ideally, if we don't have these justifications, if we're not obliging people to track that difference between LGRs, then hopefully then that requirement never makes it to PDT as well.
I'm not sure what the conclusions are, but I get the impression that the new proposed recommendation needs some revision before it is accepted, and I think it's kept under this headline, consistency of IDN tables. The recommendation 9 is that do we keep recommendation 9, or it doesn't talk about consistency of tables either? Comment on that? Anyone?
This is Ahmad. So recommendation 9 is supposed to be addressing things beyond the IDN table, so it's more operational kind of details or policies. So it's a more generic kind of catch-all kind of statement. And as it says that it is to address common current and emerging challenges. So it's supposed to be address any of the problems, for example, things like universal acceptance and those kind of areas as well. And this can certainly go be merged with one of the two recommendations, either 6 or the new one, or the updated new one. Either way, so the working group will decide how to.
So should we then move recommendation 9 to somewhere else in this document?
Either that or merge with one of the other recommendations. So we need to discuss and decide how to.
This is Kel. Dennis is in the chat offered to propose a merge of recommendation 9 and the new proposed recommendation. So perhaps we wait for him to supply that to the group, and then we can agree whether or not it's appropriate to remain in this section. Well, I think the section itself should remain. That's a reasonable section to have in the guideline regarding IDNs.
Okay, I mean, recommendation 9 does not talk about the consistency between IDN tables, so I don't see why it's there.
Well, it's supposed to be a result in that. I think the text is a little bit sloppy, but I think that's the implied outcome, that by coordinating with communities on IDN tables, and that's probably the specific text that's missing in that recommendation, that it will result in some kind of consistent user experience. So recommendation 9 definitely needs to be more clear on what it's suggesting there, but the principle that it suggests that it's covering, that is to collaborate and ultimately come up with a common
Well, that's one interpretation. We have to remember that the recommendations are taken from the current version of the guidelines, and they have no headlines, and the headlines have been added by Sarmad just to structure things, so it could have ended up somewhere else and then been interpreted another way. But I think that I suggest that we accept Dennis' offer to work on the proposed recommendation and recommendation 9. But I think it's important that the recommendations really fit into the headlines where they sit. And also, I suggest that we try to create multiple smaller recommendations rather than large paragraph-like recommendations. What do you say about my last suggestion, with smaller recommendations rather than larger ones? So rather two small than one large. John, you have an opinion?
So, Matt, you mentioned that smaller recommendation rather than large recommendation. Are you meaning that we should develop some more specific recommendation rather than the current general recommendation? I mean, what do you mean by smaller and bigger?
Okay. What I mean is that the recommendation should be X, and if you feel that we need to write something in large text, then we should split it up into several small recommendations to make it easier to refer to a specific recommendation. And also think that the recommendations should be more as specific as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that, if that's the case, I'm fine with that suggestion. That sounds good.
The only observation I'd make is that these IDN guidelines become part of the registry agreement. So if we make small recommendation, there's no context and there's no clarity on whether they are optional or must be followed, they may become a little unwieldy or they might affect the usability of the IDN. So I think generally simple is better than complex, so the less text probably better, but hopefully we don't do that at the expense of clarity. And certainly not at the expense of clarifying whether something is simply a suggestion or whether it's something that must be implemented. So that would actually make it worse.
I think, Carl, I think that we are on the same page there. I don't mean that small is always, which always takes small. It should be clear what it means, but instead of combining several things into one recommendation, we could try to split it up into several. That's what I mean, to make it easy to digest a single recommendation.
Yeah, I think that's fine. Let's try for that and see what we end up with.
So Dennis, when you rework the current recommendation 9 and the proposed recommendation, please look at the size of it and don't hesitate to create several smaller recommendations if that makes it easier to digest the text. Okay. We have actually just 5 more minutes and so I think it's I don't think that we have time to start a new discussion on further text. I still think that, I mean, we have been...
Matt, before we...
Yes?
Before we call the day, can I have one thing to confirm? That today's discussion, I think one conclusion that we should produce a smaller, more specific recommendation. That's what Dennis and will do. Another issue is that we seem to agree that some recommendations should be moved to a new section, and we need a new head to capture those new sections. So who will be responsible for those new heading of sector?
Okay. We have a suggestion from Carl on a new headline for the current recommendation 6, and we have accepted that proposal.
Yeah.
And with the possibility of updating that in the future or later on.
Yes,
so, so if there are more suggestions for new headlines, etc., they are welcome.
Sure.
So for next meeting, we still have the next section 2.5 IDN variants that we have been talking about several times, and we still need we need to digest that, all of us, I think, I have the task act point for all of us to go through that table and try to make a suggestion of something which is more understandable and captures what we want to say. That's for next meeting too. Anyone that wants to add something before we end this call?
So this is Samad.
Yep.
I just want to very quickly summarize, I guess, things which I need to take care of. So just to, as a summary of what we discussed, current recommendation 6, we'll move to a new section, user acceptance. I will do that in the next version of the document before the next call. And also, recommendation 9 and the new recommendation, Dennis will, you know, has volunteered to do a redraft into a single or multiple recommendations. And once that's received, I'll also incorporate that. Circulate the updated version to everybody for discussion in the next talk. Is there anything else which needs to be done beyond these 2 points?
I think that captures all of it. Okay. Thank you everyone for attending the meeting. Samad, thank you for holding this meeting and the minutes, etc. Thank you very much, all of you. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.